Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. Certainly an honor and a privilege to share this time with you on Sunday morning. We thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have, and thank Him most of all for that precious saving grace. And glad this morning that He's opened a way, provided for you and I today, that we could be the children of God. We're thankful to have this time. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio, and we are service time, Sunday school at 10 a.m., worship follows at 11, and then on Wednesday evening, we have a youth service and a Bible study, and we'd invite you to come join us in any or all of these services. We do ask this morning, we've got a very special request. We wanted to ask everyone that knows the worth of prayer to remember our dear brother, Brother Denny Fields. He had surgery a week or so ago and recovering at home, not able to get out. I know this is hard on him, and I thought it'd be good if we just asked those that know the worth of prayer, and those I know, most of you, many of you know Brother Denny, and just lift him up in prayer. Remember the church there at New Liberty also today. And while we this morning, would you join me in prayer? Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Lord, we seek, God, the leadership, the guidance of thy blessed Holy Spirit, God. For, Lord, we know within our being, Father, we know within all that's within us, God, our Lord, that we can do nothing without you. Father God, we're reminded day by day, Lord, and God, of the weakness of this flesh, Father, of the weakness of our mind, our Lord, of our lack of faith today. But, oh God, as we turn to your word, it reminds us that you're long-suffering to us, for God. Our Lord, that you're ever faithful, and thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us this morning. So, Lord, we look to you, God, for leadership and guidance, for strength. Our Lord, for the very words to speak, God, that we might redeem the time. Our Lord, how precious this moment is, God. Our Father, that you've allowed us to call upon thy holy name. Our Lord, that you've allowed us, God, to lift our voice before you. Our Father, as we come this morning, God, how we need your touch and your guidance. Our Father, we ask for those, Lord, that are not able, God, how to be up and about, God, those that aren't able this morning, how to find their way into the house of the Lord, God. Our Father, oh God, we pray, how that you'd use the vessel of the little station again, God. Our Father, to feed them little hungry souls. And God, to lift them up. Our Lord, and as we so often do, bless the staff and those, God, that'll stand behind the microphone. Our Father, God, just let it go out unto a lost and a dying world. Our Father, being meat to the sheep and milk to the lamb. Lord, and if there's any, God, listening, how that don't know you in a free pardon of sin, Lord, the word might set up that conviction in their heart, Lord, God, that you might save them before it's too late, Father, oh God, we ask you today, how to reach out right where they are this morning, set that conviction up and cause them to see, oh Lord, how their need of a Savior today. And Father, we ask you this morning, how wherever your children would gather and assemble today, how Father, the special services, God, the regular services, wherever they lifting up that precious bloodstained banner, oh Lord, how that you'd be there in the midst with them, God. Father, and again, Lord, if there's any loss, God, under the sound of the word of God, Father, you'd save them before it's too late. And Lord, this morning, God, we ask you for Brother Denny and the others today, God, on the beds of affliction. Lord, we ask you this morning, to continue to touch Brother Damon. screaming, Lord, Brother Dewey, Father, this seems like there's so many, God, but I'm glad this morning, Lord, how we can bring our cares unto you. Father, oh God, we thank you this morning for that precious saving grace. Lord, we ask you once again to bless now, Father, the young men and women that serve our country, Lord, their little families, and God, the leaders of our nation, Lord, and God, that they might turn back to you. And Father, we pray this morning that you'd send a great awakening, Lord. Father, a great revival to sweep through the land. And God, that many souls would be saved. Father, that this old grand country could be turned around again. Father, we know our only hope is in you this morning. I'm blessed now your word. The reading thereof, Father, as we stand here for a few moments. God, to try to teach and to preach. Oh Lord, how we feel so weak and unworthy again today. God, this blessing now, let it go out and accomplish whereunto you send it. We ask it all in the holy name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You pray just a little while and we'll turn out of the sixth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Brother, I don't know how many times I've turned to this passage of scripture. I couldn't recall or count them today. But in the 17th verse of the 6th chapter, and out of the book of Hebrews, wherein God willing more abundantly to shew unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, how that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, how we might have a strong consolation, how we fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, I'm both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And I'm glad this morning that we have hope. And brother, in this time we're living in, I seem like there's a lot of darkness. Brother, there's a lot of gloom and doom. Sadly this morning, even in the pulpits across the land. And brother, but I'm glad to share with you this morning, there's hope today in Christ Jesus. And brother, to the mother or dad weeping for their children this morning, and brother, maybe their grandchildren out in the things of the world. And good brother mentioned the other night, son, and one mention, sister, and so on. I'm brother, all tangled up in the affairs of this old world. I'm brother, deceived by the enemy. I'm brother, trying to go on. I believe in their having fun, as they say. I'm brother, I'm glad this morning there's hope for them. I'm brother, they might be able to be born again. I'm brother, I'm glad that we've got an anchor steadfast and sure today. I'm brother, so many times people will say, preacher, if I could only be sure. I'm brother, I may not know much. I'm this old world. It seems like the news tells us this and then they tell us that. I'm brother, we hear them talk about how it's getting better in our country. I'm brother, but no one we talk to seems to be having it much better. I'm brother, there's hope in God this morning. That anchor steadfast and sure today. I'm brother, how they tell us this and they tell us that. Some say, how do we know the truth? I'm brother, the truth is found in Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth and the life this morning. I'm brother, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds it today. I'm brother, I know in whom I believed. I know in whom I put my trust. I'm brother, and while there's many things unsure in this old world, many things uncertain today, what I can be sure of, is it Jesus Christ? I is still on the throne. I'm brother, he's still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'm brother, he's still got all power. I'm both in heaven and earth today. I'm thankful. I'm brother, that he's able to save to the uttermost. I'm brother, he still delivers today. I know I'm not sure what the future holds, as far as this old world goes. I'm brother, I don't know what the days ahead might bring. I'm brother, I know this, that I belong to one that's able to keep me, protect me, and deliver me this morning. I'm brother, the writer begin to tell them there, we've got a hope today. I say, preacher, we can't reach them. I'm brother, I know my arm's not long enough. My words aren't good enough. I'm brother, I'm glad God's arm's not shortened, that he cannot save. I'm brother, his ear's not deafened, that he cannot hear. This morning, as you're making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord, maybe they've said, no, I'm not going with you today. I don't bother me anymore. I'm brother, you can go with a confidence and a hope this morning, that the Lord's able to bring them to that place of repentance. I'm brother, God's able today to reach down to where they are. I pluck them up out of that miry pit of sin. I praise his sweet name this morning. Are you sure he can do that, preacher? I'm brother, let me tell you something today. I'm brother, I don't know it because somebody told me about it. I'm brother, I don't know it. I just because I've heard a good testimony. I'm brother, I know he's able today. I'm because he did it for me. I plucked me up out of the miry pits of sin. I set my feet on the solid rock. I established my going. Over 35 years ago, God saved my wretched soul. I'm brother, and I'm glad this morning. I'm brother, I've been through a few valleys. I've been in the middle of a few battles. I'm brother, I've weathered a few storms. There's always been a refuge, a shelter, and a hope this morning. Something that was able. I'm brother, let me say it a little better than that. Someone that was able to deliver me, to protect me. No wonder David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm brother, aren't you glad this morning that you have hope in God? I'm brother, people have let me down. I've been disappointed in elected officials. I'm brother, I've been hurt on the job when things didn't go like they ought to have. I'm brother, I still have hope in Jesus Christ, an anchor steadfast and sure, that's able. Yes, my friend, and God is able to deliver, to keep, to hold. I'm brother, this morning, he right now, he's able to save you out of the uttermost. If you're one of them mothers or dads, high grandmother, high grandfather weeping for your grandchildren, then you just reach down, you just just call out on Jesus this morning, and you keep a hold of that hope, and you keep it alive. And brother, them that's outstripped us and gone on, we have that hope today, that we'll see them again. As Paul comforted the church at Thessalonica this morning, in this hopeless looking world, in this time where it looks like all hope is gone, there's still hope in Jesus Christ today. This has been Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. God bless you.